This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden and the White House are conferring with allies over the Iranian attack on Israel, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The meeting of G7 leaders was to work out a coordinated diplomatic response to Iran's first ever direct attack into Israel. A statement was released condemning the barrage of drones and missiles. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on NBC's Meet the Press.
It's just an extraordinary example of military superiority that Israel demonstrated.
I was an enigma.
Israeli authorities say 99% of the weapons were shot down. But the intensity of the attack is raising concern. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel remains on high alert after Iran's mass drone and missile attack, its chief military spokesperson said on Sunday.
Iran and its proxies launched approximately 350 suicide drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles and rockets from Iran, Iraq, Yemen, and Hezbollah in Lebanon towards Israel.
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said operational plans have been approved for both offensive and defensive action. More civilians are dying across Ukraine as analysts warn that delays in U.S. aid would see Kyiv struggle to fight off Russian offensives. At least six people were killed by drone strikes and shelling across Ukraine. The news came as Washington-based think tank, the Institute for the Study of War, warned delays in Western military assistance would increasingly hamper Ukraine's ability to fight back Russian advances. It said on Sunday the Russian military command likely thinks Ukrainian forces will be unable to defend against current and future Russian offensives. This is VOA News. Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz has arrived in China on a visit marked by trade tensions and Ukraine conflict. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
German companies such as BMW and Volkswagen are highly reliant on the Chinese market, but Beijing's support for Russia creates frictions with the West. The Chancellor's visit also comes as German companies argue that they face unfair market barriers in China. This has led the German government to push for a policy of de-risking to reduce reliance on the Chinese market and suppliers. Nevertheless, China remained Germany's top trading partner for the eighth straight year in 2023, with $271 billion in goods and services. After a visit in Shanghai, Scholz will end his three-day visit in Beijing, where he will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Taliban spokesman says heavy flooding from seasonal rains in Afghanistan has killed at least 33 people and injured 27 others since Friday. The Taliban spokesman for the State Ministry for Natural Disaster Management said flash floods hit the capital, Kabul, and several other provinces across the country. He added more than 600 houses were either partially or completely destroyed, while all around 200 livestock perished. The flooding also damaged around 800 hectares of agricultural land and more than 85 kilometers of road. A year of war between Sudan's army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces has driven more than 8.5 million people from their homes, creating the world's largest displacement crisis. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Sudan's war erupted on April 15, 2023, over a planned political transition under which the army and the RSF were competing to protect their interests. Fighting tore through the capital and unleashed waves of ethnically driven violence in the western region of Darfur. Thousands of civilians have been killed, although death toll estimates are highly uncertain, and both sides have been accused of committing war crimes.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Thousands of Polish opponents of abortion marched in Warsaw on Sunday to protest recent steps by the new government to liberalize the predominantly Catholic nation's strict laws and allow termination of pregnancy until the 12th week. Poland's Catholic Church has called for Sunday to be a day of prayer in defense of conceived life and has supported the march organized by an anti-abortion movement. Last week, Poland's parliament, which is dominated by the liberal and pro-European ruling coalition, voted to approve further work on four proposals to lift current near bans on abortions. I'm Joe Ramsey.